It's an exciting day for the city of Oak Creek as fans of IKEA wait in line for its grand opening. As part of the development, the city found itself in the unexpected position of protecting wildlife, salamanders to be exact, that breed in a park next door. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz recently reported on the wall built to keep salamanders safe from the danger presented by the IKEA parking lot. Now Susan takes us to the eastern edge of Oak Creek, where another unusual project is underway.
City engineer Susan Winnen rumbles along in her Oak Creek fleet truck toward Lake Vista Park along the bluff that hugs the Lake Michigan shoreline. For years, the 98-acre parcel was home to DuPont and Epic Polymers. What they left behind after they closed was a contaminated brownfield. Oak Creek has gradually transformed the parcel into parkland, featuring tall grasses and native plants. And on the April morning we approached the park, even with a bit of snow still on the ground, the sound of spring peeper frogs met our ears. Winnen took the scenic route, East Ryan Road, and curved north into the park. Its neighbor to the south is Milwaukee County's Bender Park.
Our traffic engineer improved the intersection here to make it easier to turn into Bender Park and turn out of Bender Park while having a trailer with a boat or a jet ski.
Once inside Lake Vista Park, Winnen hopped out of the truck to clang a steel gong affixed to a stately stone tower. Winnen called it the beacon structure. The view of Lake Michigan is breathtaking.
Kind of as a place for people to view the lake, to take pictures. It's intended to reference lighthouse-type structures with lake history. And shortly, we will be installing a little light on top of it. Not bright enough to shine into the lake, more like a solar lamp, something that just glows a little.
Paths radiate from the tower throughout the park. Walk south along the bluff and two picnic shelters offer equally magnificent views. To the west, in the middle of the park, a glass-walled pavilion and whimsical playgrounds await their first visitors. It's easy to forget that crews carefully capped most of this site with 2 feet of clay. Winnen says aggregate materials, soils, and clay brought onto the site to fashion the park had to be carefully monitored.
Chemically tested to certify it was clean. And we had to do what we call chain of custody tickets. So when they loaded the dump trucks at the quarry site, we gave them a ticket with the date and time, and that driver had to hand his ticket to us when he arrived, and if they arrived and they did not have their ticket, they were turned away.
Two bioretention systems.
Which are functionally, they're like large rain gardens.
Slow and clean up stormwater.
This gravel, this cobble area, is actually the outfall from our bioretention designed to mimic the river.
Water meanders down its stone-studded course. Winnen says a unique program administered by the Wisconsin DNR was key to remediating and reimagining the parcel. It's called Voluntary Party Liability Exemption, or VPLE.
And it's a way to ensure that old industrial owners can clean up their site and walk away with no future liability, rather than just warehouse it behind a fence where it stays off the tax roll and inaccessible to the public for any public use.
Nearly 200 VPLE projects have been completed throughout Wisconsin. 100 additional sites are in the works. Winnen says bonding and a series of grants helped cover the more than $7 million cost of transforming the land. Now, after a decade of preparation, the park will officially be christened this summer. Winnen is eager to see it come alive with native plants and people. Maybe it'll even become a destination for IKEA shoppers. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.